Canterbury Employers Chamber of Commerce Chief Executive Leanne Watson is with us now on Morning Report. Morena.
Morena.
How is business feeling with all of this? Somewhat blindsided?
Yeah, look, obviously not the news that Canterbury businesses wanted to wake up to this morning. However, I do think that we all knew it was only a matter of time before we saw COVID travelling south, unfortunately. They will be feeling a little anxious just like all of us, waiting for more information so that they can start to understand the degree of the issue and what that might mean in terms of the current restrictions that we currently are operating in.
More information coming at the 1 o'clock briefing, we understand, from Minister Hipkins on all of this when further information is gathered. But does it seem to you that the possibility of a level 3 lockdown has to be looming?
I would certainly hope we're not in that situation. We haven't seen that in Burnham, for example, where obviously the first case in the South Island was identified over the long weekend. And I think that would indicate that we have, much more uncertainty around these two cases, which I appreciate maybe the situation. But a snap lockdown would really be a big call from the government to make, and that would indicate that, they just don't have sufficient information, which would be pretty challenging. So we're certainly hoping that is not the case.
Well, it's not necessarily about having sufficient information, though. It could be that there is the information there, but because there are inevitably going to be gaps because QR scanning wasn't happening, potentially people have been infectious for some days in the Christchurch area. It could be about a large amount of exposure.
Yeah, absolutely. And if that is the case, then obviously the government will make their decisions based on that. I think, we're all flying a little blind at the moment with a lack of information available right here, right now. Businesses will be planning for the worst and hoping for the best.
Mm. Has there been complacency, perhaps, in areas of the South Island because there hasn't been COVID cases for so long? And so things like QR scanning has perhaps lost a bit of the impetus?
But it's certainly not from what I see. I think that, this will be a very stark reminder for those individuals perhaps that have been a little complacent. From a business perspective, businesses are acutely aware of any further adjustments to restrictions, any escalation of restrictions and the impact that has on their businesses. So I would say businesses are certainly not complacent. They are doing all that they can to enforce the rules, do what they can, keep their workforce and their customers safe and protected. Mm. But I do understand that, yes, having more freedom for some individuals potentially makes them a little more complacent, which is challenging and a little frustrating for those that are doing the right thing.
Thanks for your time, Leanne Watson, Ngamihi, Canterbury Employers Chamber of Commerce.